You're listening to Knights of the Storm.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for tuning in to Knights of the Storm. It is Saturday, October 28th, 2023 AD. I am Franco Mattei, otherwise known as Angry Tiger. And this morning, ladies and gentlemen, 1 year ago today, a group of friends got together and started a small podcast. Since then, they have sharpened their battle axes with the whetstone of liberty and truth. They have honed their swords and arrow tips, quenching them in the pools of integrity. They have picked up many friends and allies along the way on the same mission of bringing the truth to the table for others to feast upon. Time goes by so fast. Many things have happened in this short year. A community of truth seekers has been built, a community of truth, a community of compassion, a community of people with the highest integrity. We would like to thank all the viewers and everyone who has supported us as we go over the last year, where we were and where we are now. It's been a wild ride, ladies and gentlemen. So tie yourselves to a tree because a storm is blowing in. With us today, my stalwart companion, the esteemed Jason Barker, a gale force of liberty blowing down the walls of tyranny. Also with us today, ladies and gentlemen, you know him well, host of Digging with Chris Graves, renowned researcher, the mastodon of researchers, Chris Graves. Also blasting across the country on his steed of truth, a hurricane of common sense and liberty, Angus Mustang. And later in the program, ladies and gentlemen, triaging the lies of the mainstream media and resuscitating the truth, Andy will be joining us. Good morning, guys. Wow. It is great to see you guys, and what a year it has been. And I just, I'm ecstatic to be here with you guys, and a lot has happened. And if I remember correctly, Jay, we have a verse that we do here on Knights of the Storm.
We do. I have it ready to go. Let me throw it up for us.
Excellent.
This is very fitting for today's times. So before I read it, this is from, to put it in context, they sent a letter to all the elders that were out exiled to Babylon, and you know, kind of telling them to do their thing and this and that and the other. I guess things were going bad there, but I'll go ahead and read what it says further down. It says, yes, referring to the stuff that they told in the letters, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says: do not let the prophets and diviners among you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. This is what the Lord says: when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. And I thought this was very, very fitting. Let me see if I can't. I got something going on with my computer here.
Trees.
Yeah, I don't know why it's not letting me change the thing. There. Cancel. Sorry about that, Tiger. I've been having troubles with StreamYard. I don't know if you have or not.
Yeah, I know. It's been acting goofy.
Yeah, sometimes it's not responsive. Anyhows, so the reason I wanted to pick that, just looking over the past year, is talking about the people among you that lie and deceive. I'm looking at that as the media and even now the alt media, to get clicks, to get views, to whatever, you know, people like, the AJ and stuff like that. They're deceiving people, you know. But the promise here is, you know, as long as you're not listening to them, do what you got to do. Like, we're trying to put the right message out there. You know, I know we're not going to be taken to Israel and all that stuff. That's not our thing. But this is kind of goes along with it, that it's going to be a promise out there for us. There is a promise out there that we're going to see that light at the end of the tunnel at some point. But we got to keep on the truth and don't let the others discourage us, you know, especially the mainstream media. They're horrible.
Nice.
That's why I picked that one.
Nice, Jay. I like it. I mean, I'm not one into like really getting, trying to take apart Bible verses or anything like that. It says what it says. I think the message there, you hit the nail on the head, dude. It's just, you know, the truth will always bring you back to the place that you need to be, you know, and that's kind of what I get out of that, you know, the moral of that verse. So that's my thoughts on it. Mr. Mustang, Angus, what are your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I will agree. I mean, well, the first thing is I don't want to go to Israel right now anyway. So but I agree that, you know, the fact that people, you know, using bad, you'll see a title for something, you know, and you click on it, they just get you to click on it. And it has absolutely nothing to do with what was in the title. You know, it's all sensationalism, get you to click. And that's what a lot of people just care about right now, is just getting views and whatever. But not putting the truth out there. Or, I mean, I don't say I know the truth, but I'm going to give you my version of what I understand it to be. I'm not saying, you know, I don't do the research like Chris does and all that, but I do, you know, what I can. But I'm not going to just say, hey, you know, I just saw a nuclear weapon drive by my house with, you know, they're sending it down the road here just to get you to click on it and then find out or something. It's just, you know, you just got to be honest with people. Tell them what you know, and right. That's it.
Nice. Mr. Graves, what did you get out of that Bible verse?
Well, the truth will always set you free. And I really enjoyed that, Jason. And, you know, on a large scale, macro level, like in terms of what's going on with Israel and what's in the news and all that, but also on a personal level, that meant quite a bit, you know, like the truth will set you free and you shouldn't be worrying about other things and things like that. So, yeah, you know, good on you for that. And congratulations to all three of you for this pretty big anniversary. You know, most people don't make it to a year mark, you know, in this kind of community or this kind of field, I guess, for lack of a better term.
You know, Chris, you're right, dude. It's really been a bumpy ride. There's a lot, you know, there's twists and turns and pitfalls and things that you don't know. And, you know, I'd like to thank David Knight for promoting us the way he has. And actually it was him that kind of, he was the, as Jason likes to say, the mustard seed that kind of started all this. So, you know what, I think, Jay, well, how do you want to do this, man? You want to go into, you know, how this all started a little bit? I mean, everybody knows the story, but, you know,
I thought we just each talk about what, I guess what the ride's been like the last year and, the big events. You know,
Let's start with you.
Okay. Well, you know, I was still in the Army when we started this and I wasn't involved in any kind of alt media or never got in any chats or anything, but I did listen to David Knight, cause he's pretty solid information. And, the vaccine was the issue for me. I knew it was going to be mandatory in the military and I started really researching into, you know, what was the vaccine. I knew it was something new and I was like, it's no bueno. And anyway, I was telling people, all the people at my work, they said they weren't going to get it. You know, all my soldiers that worked for me at the time, they weren't going to get it. They weren't going to get it. You know, they all started capitulating. They said, well, it's going to be mandatory. It's going to be mandatory. I'm like, of course it's going to be mandatory. You know, people need to understand that, you know, it's not Biden that made it mandatory. Trump made it mandatory if we didn't reach 75% volunteer. That is a mandatory volunteer. You know, you better volunteer or it won't be an option, you know. So I started putting together, you know, an exemption letter to, you know, how do I do an exemption letter, what needs to go in it. I looked into the policies and then I shared that with David because there's other people out there that I couldn't influence and he was the big voice that I didn't have. I only had what was right around me. And I really think that this vaccine has turned out to be extremely dangerous. It's coming out now over this past year. It slowly comes out how bad it really is. And, you know, I just did what I could do. And I saw that there was an option for us to actually get together and try to get our own little audience that we could put our voice out there. And hopefully they take that information and share it with their friends and family, you know, what they find to be legitimate. Because, you know, if you don't believe us, you don't believe us, that's okay. But we try to provide the evidence. We try to provide something that other people don't do. You know,
nice.
Some people do, but not all the people out there in this, the false prophets, if you will, to go back to the verse. You know, that's discouraging that they're not providing that legit information. You know, you're called a tinfoil hat guy if you listen to so-and-so. But if they can show the evidence and then the person go get that evidence and then you're not talking about, you know, or Jimmy Dore says this, or Alex Jones says this, or, you know, you're actually showing a piece of paper that comes from the UN, then they can go off of that. And I think that's been my mission. And that's what I've worked on for the past year. Since then, I've retired from the military so I could be a little more vocal. I've got a little more time. I moved into where we're going to live for the rest of our lives. And we're still doing the show. So, sorry, I'm getting over a cold, folks. So anyway, that's been my year wrapped up in a nutshell, I guess. And that's it. I'll hand it over back to you, AT.
Angus,
You were always a viewer in the David Knight chat, and I always enjoyed your comments, and they're always, you know, you're always direct and to the point. There's no filter, and you're a genuine person. I really appreciate that. And you know, you kind of during the summertime, I'm busy in the spring and the summer, so I had to bow out on most Saturday mornings. And you were more than happy, and you did a wonderful job of coming in and picking up that slack. How did this affect you? How has this been affecting your life? Is it for the positive, for the better? I mean, tell us, you know, how, what you thought.
Oh yeah. I thought you were asking
Angus, Jay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're switching places. It's no,
I thought he was redirecting the question back to
me. Well, you're both bald.
Sorry.
I even bought the sunglasses. So in case somebody in the chat likes them, but,
somebody like a badass, always used to request them right now.
But no, I really enjoyed it. You know, I guess we redefined, or at least in my life, I redefined the terms of meeting friends. You know, it used to be you did it face to face. You met people, you know, at work, whatever, you become friends. You know, I've met people through the chat in this way. You know, I've only met one of you in person, you know, several times. That's Jason. And, you know, first time I met him, it was like we've known each other forever. You know, but I think it's because we're a lot like-minded people. I think we're very honest with each other. You know, we might make comments we don't agree with, whatever, but you don't throw it in each other's faces or stuff. You know, you just, we're all on the same mission, I believe, to get the truth out there. And, you know, I started my own little show. Just, it's something different. It's not last episode was more about current events, but, you know, just to kind of get everybody a break from all the stuff that goes on in this world of ours. And that, you know, sometimes I hope we're getting the word out there to more people. You know, it's a challenge, you know, other than getting the word out to people in the our group, so to speak.
Right.
Our community.
What you do with Event Horizon is very important, because we do need distraction away from this. Because, you know, I always tell my viewers in the Tiger's Den, if you're watching this stuff all the time, you're watching it too much. You need a break from this. You need to get up and get some air from the truth. Unfortunately, I hate to say that, because it's very ugly, and we tend to take it. And, you know, even myself, you know, I have a life, right? I have these people that count on me here. I have a job. I have this, I have that. And when this stuff starts permeating your mind too much, it'll affect your quality of life. You know, you still, I don't believe we were put on this earth to be happy, but it's important to be, you know, have a fulfilling life. And I think that if you have too much of this, it takes away. So what you do with Event Horizon, dude, is like super important, from cars to Bigfoot. You know, I mean, that's awesome. Very awesome. You know, and I'm just honored. Like you said, one of the things that you said there is, you know, I'm an old fashioned guy. I can count my friends here physically around me on both hands. Right. And I didn't think I was going to be making any new friends until I actually met Jason Barker. And then, which brings me to Chris Graves, where I knew who Chris Graves was for a few years before I even met him. And then this guy wants to talk to me, and I'm like, wow, you know, this guy, Chris Graves, he's, you know, this guy's a researcher for books, and, you know, he has podcasts, and, you know, he's well known within the community. And he actually wants to come on Knights of the Storm and talk to me and Jay. And I got to know Chris, and I made another friend, and I'm like, this is unbelievable. So Chris, when, you know, I just want to give you kudos, dude. You know, I couldn't, it was a big deal to get to meet you, and actually that you wanted to be my friend. And after I got to know you, I'm like, yeah, I want to be friends with this guy, which was unbelievable. So how has it been for the last year? Cause you were one of the very first guests on Knights of the Storm. So how has this been for you?
Well, I was actually taken aback when Jason and yourself, reached out to want to talk to me. And I was like, taken aback is the best way I can say it. I was like, you know, I always feel like it's an honor if someone wants to talk to me. You know what I mean? It's an honor to, you know, that's why I don't understand like certain like hosts that you hear about that kind of treat other people like crap, like in terms of like they're too big for their britches kind of thing, where it's like, even my friend Donald Jeffries, he'll go on anyone's show because he's like, I'm just glad anyone wants to talk to me. I'm kind of in the same the boat, you know. So I just want to say, you know, thank both you and Jason for allowing me an opportunity to, because after we initially did, you know, a couple of shows together, you guys made it, you opened up my world to the point where I was able to do more than, at the time I was just doing a regular internet radio show, and it was audio only. And I was making appearances like I Protest with Don and things like that. But you guys gave me the opportunity to be able to make video podcasts, you know, cause, and you made it so that it was so easy. All I would have to do is hit go live. So for anyone out there that doesn't know, these guys are the reason I was able to start digging Chris Graves and Don't Take Our Word For It with Peter Seacosh, another, the better Donald Jeffries researcher, in my opinion. And I'm not just blowing smoke or anything. He is. He knows about all the other stuff that happened in the other centuries before our, you know, our current one or the last one. And he does the legwork. He literally goes into libraries and things like that. I just have the internet to be able to do, look up things, but I wasn't able to create those other shows and a couple of other ones. And Angus, I'll tell you, I respect the hell out of the fact that you were able, and sorry for the language. I respect the heck out of the fact that, you were able to create like a paranormal kind of show, because I was talking to both these gentlemen right here about how I wanted to create another show where it would be fun, where we could just talk about things like Bigfoot or crack jokes about, you know, conspiracies and things like that. So the fact that you were able to do that similar thing and actually have it take off and everything, and the topics that you're looking into, you know, are awesome. So I wanted to make sure that I threw that in there too, because you're thinking like on the same wavelength, where it's like we need to create something that's kind of a distraction from the doom and gloom that we're faced with all the time. So kudos to you, and that's awesome. And just, I want to thank you guys again. These guys helped me out in terms of, I didn't have the capability at the time to be able to do video, and video kind of got me onto shows like Sam Tripoli, you know, like a Tinfoil Hat, Union of the Unwanted, because then they finally saw this ugly mug, besides listening to me drone on and on about the latest shooting or Columbine or 9/11 or whatever. So, and Jason and I, and Jason and Franco, you guys were able to get David Knight to mention me when I was being like pretty shadow banned with Twitter after Jason and I did the Operation Northwoods episode of digging. And anyway, now I'm just going on and on, but thanks everyone here for what you do.
No, thank you. You know, Chris, you know what you did for Jason and I, and I'm sure I could speak for Angus. Not that I, you know, Angus, please don't rip my head off, Angus. I'm just teasing. You kind of showed us the ropes a little bit, Chris. We really were new at this, dude. And it was, you know, you were kind of a mentor for us. So I just want to thank you for that. And, you know, my story here is I always listen, I was listening to Alex Jones and all that for many years, listened to a few different podcasters, and then things got crappy with them. You know, they jumped on the Trump train, and immediately I'm like, okay, these guys are, you know, they're worried about money and view counts. So, you know, I went to the David Knight, you know, and I always, you know, David Knight, is as soon as he had a show, I listened to that show immediately when it was on band.video. And then I never went in the chats too much. That wasn't my thing, you know. But then they had, David had that Thursday show, Global Warning, and he was interactive with the chat. So I got into the chat and I met JB, and I didn't think I was going to meet any new friends. And then JB just calls me up one day and says, hey, let's test this thing out. And bang, we did basically a show that night, kind of. And ever since then, it's, you know, been taken off. I mean, Jason has the Foxhole, I've got the Tiger's Den and the Tiger and Snake Financial Report. And like I was saying earlier, I got to meet Chris Graves. Now I'm friends with Chris Graves. I got to meet Gard Goldsmith. I got to meet Don Jeffries. I got to meet Tony Arterburn. You know, I got to meet Billy Ray Valentine. I had Edward Gene Griffin on my show. You know, I have Gregory Mannarino on my show. I've had, you know, Chris Rossini. I mean, I met the great girls from the Union of the Unknowns there. I just, the amazing group of people, all these people I look up to, and I actually got to talk to them. And I want to thank everyone, David Knight. I want to thank JB, Chris Graves, Angus, all you guys, and everybody viewing for the support that you've given us, because we're lucky. Most podcasters, like Chris was alluding to, in a year they usually quit because they don't have the support of the viewership or the viewership to kind of motivate them to keep them going. And thanks to David Knight and thanks to you guys and all of us, we share each other's stuff. We're not a crew, we're a family. You know, that's how this is. That's the way I look at it. So anyway, JB, I'm rambling.
I can add just one thing to that. You know, and that's, you know, Jason's been a mentor to me as well as you, Angry. And it's what I like about this group of people is, you know, I want to start a podcast. People don't think, oh, well, this guy's going to take, you know, views away from me or whatever. We support each other in any way that that's possible. And that's what it's all about to me.
Nice. Wow. You know what? That's great pointing that out. We do. We're like I said, it's like a family, you know, we do support each other. We tag, tweet, drop. We do all that. I mean, Chris was buried in Twitter. We brought him out back to life with the help of David Knight. And it's, nobody's jealous of anybody. Nobody's counting view counts. Our viewers are, they're within our circle. They watch your show, Angus. They watch JB's. They watch mine. They watch Chris's. So, you know, that's the great thing about this is we have a community and some support.
And if I could just say one thing, Jason, you had a great analogy. It was a biblical analogy about rising through the tree, you know, and lifting someone else up. You could say it a lot better than I can. Can you repeat?
That was something popped in my head one morning. It's, you know, when it comes to this world, in anything, not just this world like podcasting, but in this world in general, you know, everybody wants to stand tall. You know, there's, and this just popped in my head first thing when I woke up, maybe a week or so ago. I can't remember how long ago, but it's been within a week. And God says, you know, you can be tall or you could feel tall by knocking those around you down so that you're taller by comparison, or you can help your friend up into the tree and then they can reach down and help you up. And I don't know why he gave that to me, but I shared that with a few people I know. I needed to hear that, you know, as well, but other people might need to hear that. So it's just something God gave me. I don't think it's in the Bible or like a biblical quote. Maybe it is somewhere. I don't know, but that just popped in my head.
It reminded me of the, it was great, regardless of what, you know, came from you, my friend. And I just want to say that it reminded me of that other analogy, you know, rising tides raise all ships, which I think,
yes.
I think I destroyed that too, but everyone should help each other out, especially in this kind of truth telling or truth seeking kind of environment. Cause you never know who might get inserted into the community or into your life that might want to, you know, shut you up in terms of whatever truth you're telling or trying to tell.
That's a real big one in the military. We call it toxic leaders. But you'll get somebody in your or even amongst your peers if it's not your leader. I think it's really bad amongst the E4 crowd, you know, the ones that want to make that NCO rank. And what they'll do is they'll make other people look bad because they're mediocre, right? So I want to get promoted, I want to stand out above my peers. So how can I get these people pitted against each other to look bad? And then I'm like, by comparison, I'm the best choice. You know what I mean? I've seen it in the military. I've seen it in the civilian side before I went in the military. And even in my break, the IT place I worked at, I've seen people sabotage. They'll sabotage stuff with the electronic, you know, computers and stuff to make it look like you did it, you know, and you're like, I don't know what happened, but then you can't prove anything. So you just end up with the blame. Because that mediocre guy wants to get promoted. So
we call those haters in the streets.
Yeah, haters. Hey, I wanted to ask you something, AT. You had a bunch of pretty big guests on this past year. I know you had G. Edward Griffin on. That was a big interview.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, you want to tell us a little bit about some of your biggest ones and your takeaways on it?
Well, you know, G. Edward Griffin was probably for me because, you know, I study the Federal Reserve, and his work on the Federal Reserve and the banking system and the history of it is second to none. He is the authority on that. And to have him at his age, 92, come on the show was you know, it was like me when you're a teenage kid, it'd be like me meeting Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden or something. It was even bigger than that, because I have this extremely smart man who is willing to come on my show. And I, the takeaways that I've gotten, like from him, from Gregory Mannarino, from all my bigger guests, we're in trouble. There's a quickening going on. As I report on, there's a consolidation going on. And all of my bigger guests, they're saying the same thing. And that's what, you know, it's cool to have those guys on, but at the same time, when they tell me these things, it's very worrisome, right? Because I look at this stuff and I'm like, well, AT, you're not that smart. Maybe you're getting the wrong thing out of this, right? Maybe you're extrapolating the wrong conclusion out of this information that you're receiving. And then these guys come on and terra firma, they confirm it. Right. So that's been the biggest takeaway I've gotten from this. It's scary when you have people who are way smarter than you coming to the same conclusion that, yeah, we're in trouble, you know?
And that's exactly, you hit the nail right on the head. And that's why I asked you about your guests. Because going back to our Bible verse of the week, you know, overall in the grand scheme of things in the past year, a lot has happened. And that's what you kind of focus on with your Tiger and Snake financial report. Is you look at the fine and everything's all wars are bankers' wars. We know
absolutely
this, right.
Absolutely.
So look at what's going on in this world on a whole, on a grand scale. It's really, really bad. But then we've got those false prophets out there and these wars and rumors of wars that are taking us away from big picture. That's kind of what I do in the foxhole as well. As I look at the big picture attack on what's going on. I started with the food supply, and that's really aged well. If you look at what they're doing now, and they're coming out in the open and saying they're doing it now, messing with trying to grow mRNA in the food. We know that they're actually are giving, and we covered this. That's what got us banned off of YouTube, was talking about giving mRNA to cows.
Yeah, I remember that.
And oh, they're not shooting cows with them. Bogus. No, they are. And they're talking about doing it. And they're talking about making every single shot we take in mRNA, you know, an all-in-one shot to rule them all like the ring, you know. One ring to rule them all. So I guess that's why I wanted to know, you know, get your take, and maybe we'll ask Chris and Angus about what their take is on this, what's going on, big picture, what we're out here doing, what we're trying to get the truth out about. I don't care who's right or wrong in Israel. I don't care. That's not the 50 meter target right now. The 50 meter target is they want to kill us.
And they're killing kids in Israel and in yeah. Palestine. Everybody, that's just a mass slaughter going on there on both sides.
Not good. There is no winning side. And the reason that they're forced to pick a side is to turn us against each other so they can do this other thing over here.
Well, there is a winning side. The bankers win, because through the Rothschild formula, they fund both sides and they have this war. And Lockheed Martin wins, the military industrial complex, and all the people that benefit from war. And you know, that's, that we know where they're going, and straight down to Hades. Yeah, Angus, what do you when you look at everything? I mean, you watch all our shows, you do a lot of research, you're a very smart guy. What do you see as in this last year? Do you see the quickening?
Yeah, I mean, I just blown away with trying to figure out what there's just so much going on all at once. You know, so now you have Israel start up, and all of a sudden you don't hear anything about Ukraine, which to me means there's something going on in Ukraine. Or, you know, is he going to end up as, you know, what happens with all our allies? You know, he'll end up the next dictator to disappear, so to speak, like, you know, Gaddafi and all these other people, where they just decide they're done using them. So we're just going to offer you stop your war, and we're going to focus over here. I mean, this push for Iran, that's what it is to me. You know, if you look at the picture, I mean, we supposedly have special forces in Israel right now. Why? I mean, I'm not going to get into my personal belief on what the, you know, what it's all about, but because I don't want to get us shut down here. But the it was disgusting yesterday, the comments I saw on Twitter, on X, I'm sorry. How many people are actually backing that we should be over there? I'm like, are you people insane? The killing of children on either side, the killing of anybody. I mean, I'm a military person is just a civilian wearing a uniform. Half of them probably don't even want to be there. You know, and now I hear that they're talking about the draft in this country coming back.
Yeah, because, you know, our military is down 40%. 40% is the number.
And they're talking, you know, it used to be just male. Now they're talking male and female. Well, it ain't going to be my kids, I'll tell you that.
No, no, absolutely not. Hey, everybody, Handy, the man who resuscitates the truth. He's joined us, and I think Chris Graves stepped out from it. We'll go to Chris in a second. But Handy, what's going on, brother? Good morning.
Good morning. Sorry, I'm check it out. I'm still updating.
Yes, the update.
So I grabbed the phone. I'm sorry. So
no, don't be sorry. We're glad to have you. Phone, you know, however, CV, shortwave radio, whatever it takes, dude. That we got you on. That's all that counts.
Message in a bottle.
Happy anniversary. JB, happy anniversary.
Oh, thanks, man. It's not just Mike, it's everybody. And hey,
happy anniversary, everybody.
Yeah, I did want to say this is not just who you see on the screen here. There are so many people involved, and it's the community, it's the listeners, it's everybody, the viewers. You know, and you're always more than welcome to come on. I'm talking to a lot of people that at some point want to come on and just talk about what's important to them. Because everyone's focused on one thing. If we all get together, we could build big picture. That's kind of the idea. But anyway, correct. Sorry.
Yeah, everybody's a piece of the puzzle, really.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Handy, you were one of the first people we reached out to, you know, come onto the show. And, you know, I understand in the beginning it was kind of touch and go because of, you know, your job and stuff. And, you know, and then finally you broke out like gangbusters, dude. I mean, you came on the show and then bang, you got a Substack. You're posting on Substack. It was absolutely great to see that. And your terra firma, your boots on the ground telling us what is happening as it's happening on the street, you know, and that's the picture nobody ever gets, you know, because the mainstream media is not going to tell you, you know. So we had the opportunity, and we were lucky and blessed that we had contact with you, and you were willing to share your information with us. And so this past year, I'm going to go to you next, Chris. This past year, what do you see since you've been connected with us and the David Knight chat? How has your life been, and what do you see going on big picture wise?
What do you mean by big picture in my life or with the,
how has this affected your life getting the information out? And then we were just kind of talking, like I said, there's a quickening going on. I mean, I guess I'll be more specific. Sorry. I'm new at this hosting thing. I mean, do you see a quickening with what's going on, not only geopolitically around the world, but here in this country as well?
You know, I'll speak to the medical side. What I see on the medical side, there are, with my patients, a lot less saying that they're getting the booster, so that's good. You know, there's what I do see, it's almost like a denial. Still, we've talked about this before, the ones that realize what's happened, they don't want to talk about it. So, and I get it, it's scary. You don't know. If you have a ticking time bomb in you, and that's really what this has come down to, what I see anyway, just all these different conditions that you can almost, I don't know. I think I can trace them back to autoimmune. I mean, it's just your immune system attacking your body in different ways, different organs, different ways. You know, it's been, I've held my tongue on my opinion for a long time. And I've just been reporting what I see. But, you know, I think 3 years is enough, 2.5 is enough to be able to, you know, start connecting some dots with what I see with now the information that's coming out with excess deaths that jives with what we've been seeing here in Atlanta. You know, I realize I'm kind of a microcosm. I'm here in one city. I'm just one person in one city. But, you know, if I'm seeing it, there has to be other people seeing it. It's not isolated to just this area. We saw this happen around the world.
Wow. No, that's awesome. Chris, what do you see the quickening? Do you see whatever is going on happening faster and faster and more and more? It's how can you keep track? All of us, right? Handy's into microcosm. Jason studies this. Angus studies that. Tiger studies this. Chris studies this. How do you keep track of the spaghetti thrown up against the wall? And do you see a quickening on it?
Yeah. I mean, the shooting thing, the shooters and everything. I guess the guy in Maine, apparently he was in Massachusetts, and I think for the last time I checked, he was found dead finally, but they had the suicide note and everything already found like a week ago or something like that. But yeah, with the shootings, I had noticed, not starting with Tennessee, but Uvalde actually about well over a year ago. They've been ramping up on these shootings. And now there was something that David Knight was talking about that just reminded me of just how, you know, how run down humanity has gotten. And it was these two kids that ran over this retired police captain or police chief, I guess, literally ran him over like Grand Theft Auto style and videotaped themselves doing it. And they, I guess they were boasting and flipping off the family in court, and their lawyer is sitting there laughing with them. And I'm like, we are so down a level here that I don't know, like a lot of these, and that's, I think, broadcast to kind of demoralize everybody too, just showing that the lawyer sitting there laughing at his clients who are clearly guilty because they filmed themselves because they're a bunch of idiots. And they wanted, they were happy about it. And they're kind of just broadcasting this kind of thing all the time. And then even with the police shootings, you know, those ramped up well before George Floyd, you know, and I think that was broadcast for everyone to feel helpless too, like they're not protected. And I'm very curious to see, after talking to our mutual friend, Vince Agnoli, if they're going to keep ramping up the gun control thing even more now, and the mental health thing. And I think you guys are onto something, that it's happening quicker and quicker now. And especially Vince, I think he's onto something too. And if Vince is talking about it, then it makes me very nervous. Yeah,
absolutely. To your point, Chrissy, I've got a friend, he's a Vietnam vet. He's an older gentleman, Big John. And I was on the phone with him last night a little bit. We talk a couple times a week. And he's like, I can't believe the people in this country. He's like, I'm worried. He's like, I don't think they know. And he's old school, right? I don't think they know what it's like to be an American, you know, or what it takes to be an American anymore. And that he was worried that they're in La La Land. He used the word mesmerized. You know, what do you guys think of that? Say, Angus, what do you feel like the public is mesmerized? And we'll go to Handy and JB.
Yeah, I mean, I always talk about it. It's your cell phone. You know, when I'm at the airport everywhere this week, so I was in Nashville at a trade show, and, you know, everybody's sitting at the booth, and each individual is staring at their phone. It's like, so you're getting all this information. They're just brainwashing everybody. And I agree, you know, with what Chris was saying, you know, so Grand Theft Auto, you know, they put stuff out there like that. These kids play these games, you know, from start, you know, when they're 10 years old, probably younger. And that's their life now. They think that it's reality, you know, and I think it's all part of that MK Ultra, PSYOP, whatever you want to call it, brainwashing to get people to do stuff like this. And it's very simple. You know, this main thing, I missed out on the main shooter thing until yesterday. I started catching up on it. And, you know, there's people saying it's not the same guy that was actually, you know, the photos are very blurry and all that. But yes, then like Chris was saying, they find his, you know, his suicide note, like a passport that went through a building that, you know, here's my suicide note. That's pretty convenient, so to speak. But I, you know, the whole world, as they say, is a stage. And I think it's just they're, you know, Bill Cooper said they would be doing this with guns and, you know, in schools and everything. And to me, it's, you know, and over the past year, I've probably become more aware of like the Book of Revelations type stuff going on. I never believed in it before, but as I see what's going on, like you said, the quickening, it's going faster and faster. I really think we're getting towards the end times. As scary as it may be. I've said before, I've had a lot of dreams that were premonitions. If the one I had the night before last comes true, that's pretty damn scary.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. JB.
Yeah, I made a few observations when I was at the zoo earlier this week. First off, I seen a guy who was sagging skinny jeans. That takes some work.
Girl pants.
And I thought to myself, that's clearly not because he forgot his belt. All right. It's doing it on purpose. And I was like, why do people do this? And I'm also looking at the way other people are dressed, but that was the most hysterical one I saw. And, you know, who needs MK Ultra when you've got your media, when I say media, your entertainment side of it, your music, your movies, you know, your television shows have severely corrupted us as a whole. And then I also noticed, like, look at the people walking around. Now, these are people getting out and getting exercise, and they're still like 300 pounds. And I blame that on our food. So they've manipulated our food. They've made our lives easier. Okay. Because, you know, we used to be a first world nation. Now I don't know what we are, but you know, we don't get out and work hard with our hands anymore and have to walk places. And then now we got our mind poisoned through the school, through the entertainment. And then you throw this in front of them, like you guys were talking about, this little black mirror. And they were on those too. And I said, there's a freaking lion right in front of you. And there's just a piece of glass or whatever between you and the lion. And you're looking at on the phone at pictures of lions. I'm like, what is wrong with you? So it's really been a coordinated attack from every angle to get us degraded to the point we are. And this isn't just us. This is across a lot of Western nations. And I think it's leading towards the end. I think they're pushing CBDC, they're pushing 15-minute cities, and people are so lethargic that they'll go along with it.
Exactly. Hey, I want to give shout outs to the chat, guys. We got in here? We got Gardner Goldsmith, we got Little John, we got Lord Ralph Fuentes, we got Risha M. Who else do we have here? We've got, I don't want to leave anybody out. We got Stefan 94. We have, who else? We got Patrick the Plumber. What's going on, brother? We got Harps. What's going on, brother? Who else do we got? We got Opossum King. I love that name, man. That is awesome. What is going on, Opossum King? We got Chad Warren, 1976. And we got Assyrian Girl. And I don't think I'm leaving anybody out. I think I got everybody. Yeah, I did. I did. If I missed anybody, Jay, just a smack.
Guard tipped us. He gave us a tip. And sweet, Patrick the Plumber. I don't know if you got him. Patrick was in there. Little John.
Yep, Little John. Yep.
Wake Cool Snoopy.
Hey, Handy's back.
Yeah, Wake Cool Snoopy. That's MJ. He was on the show.
MJ, what's going on, brother?
Harps is in there. What's up? Then I think the rest is us. If I miss anybody else that you missed, apologize. But thank you for watching. It's really great.
Yeah, we appreciate everybody's support. It's been a wild ride. So, you know, like you said, with the black boxes, the black mirrors is OP. You know, our friend Occult Priestess likes to call it. The black mirror is just sucking the soul out of people. Like you said, dude, there's a lion. There is a 400-pound killing machine in front of you. Your instincts should be on alert. We're so desensitized that whatever is on the phone is more interesting than our primal instincts have been. They've been subversed. Right, where you're standing in front of a creature of prey that you should be, it should give you some kind of feeling, and instead you're looking at your cell phone. I just wanted to note that, you know, remark on that. That's crazy. It's remarkable.
Hey, I do also want to say that we've made really good relationships, close relationships with some of our people that listen to us and we're supporting each other. And I want to play this commercial for this really great radio station. Can I do that, AT?
Absolutely. That's part of what we do.
And I've been working with Audi for a while now. I was actually listening to the radio station this morning while I got ready for the show. And y'all might want to check it out. And Audi's, he promotes us. He promoted us for free. He said, hey, just record me a little. Hey, this is Jason Barker from the Foxhole and you're listening to, you know, whatever. And he's doing that for free for us. And then if he needs something, like I'm working on a graphics project for him, this is how we have to fight back. We have to work together. But without further ado, I'll go ahead and play his commercial for you.
New music, classic artists. That's how we do it here at Modern Retro Radio.
Lenny Kravitz has just released his 11th studio album.
Here is the ever-enduring pop genius, Beck.
Giving you the latest from Sheryl Crow.
Lindsey Buckingham.
Marilyn Manson. This is Garbage, a song called Blood for Poppies.
Robert Cray, he's channeling Al Green.
Better known as Chaka Khan.
Brand new music from Parliament Funkadelic.
Back in the 1980s and 1990s, we knew him as Terrence Trent D'Arby.
This is Taylor Dane.
You know that group, Foo Fighters?
I'm vaguely familiar with them, yeah.
The new album from Slash, Phil Collins, covers the Four Tops.
Metallica's 2016 double album, Hardwired to Self-Destruct.
Here we got Aerosmith with Beyond Beautiful.
Ladies and gentlemen, please visit www.modernretroradio.com and support Audi. He does a lot of great work there. And again, a nice distraction away from, you know, the nightmare that we have. That we're in the mixing bowl of death right now. It seems like not a very good thing. But, I mean, let's stay positive, gentlemen. But, yeah, Audi is a badass. His radio station's great because what I like about it, he's not playing the same songs that you hear over and over again on these other radio stations. He's going into the obscure or, you know, other songs. You listen to an album, the one they play on the radio might be good, but the other one, you know, there might be other songs on that album that are better than the ones they play on the radio, and Audi seems to find them.
He's doing deep cuts, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, and I wanted to say something, and I saw this in the country music world because I like country music. Among other musics, but country's probably my favorite. But a lot of country went woke here in the last year. A lot of country went woke. And those songs are what they play over and over and over. It's repetition. And I finally just stopped listening to the radio because I'm like, I don't want to hear this. And the repetition, there's something to that. They want to put a message out. And if it's repeated enough times, it gets ingrained as the truth. So it's nice to hear just a wide variety. We could still enjoy our music and not be programmed, I guess you could say.
Hey, Jason, what's your favorite outlaw country act from the better decades behind us?
Country act.
Or like that outlaw country. That's what I always liked.
I know I listen to more traditional, like Alabama, I didn't like Garth Brooks at first, but he grew on me. His later albums grew on me. Yeah. I did like the Dixie Chicks till they went woke.
Did you like Johnny Cash?
You're talking about old. Yeah, I like Johnny Cash. Yeah, my wife is a big fan. She's a really big fan.
What about Hank Williams Jr.?
Hank. And I like all the old stuff. Tanya Tucker was one of my favorite when it comes to female artists. And her stuff aged very, very well. Like I can listen to her music today and it doesn't sound like it's a oldie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Does anyone else remember 18 Wheels and a Dozen Roses? Yep. Not that was outlaw or anything, but that was like big when I was like first like hatched. I remember my parents telling me about that. But anyway.
You know, guys, Chad, this is a good comment. He made two good comments, a funny one and a good one. So Chad Warren, 1976 says, we should have something like Upwork where we can learn and teach skills that earn money and achieve goals so we can hire people into our parallel economy. I love that, dude. I love the parallel economy. I love that thought, Chad. Then he's got another one. If you combine country and rap, you get crap. And I agree with you 100%, brother. That's hilarious.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that's one of the first things that before they did the woke stuff, they did the, I forget what they hick hop. That's what they call it, hick hop. Yeah. I was like, that needs to be on a different radio station. You know,
being from the north, I'm scared to say stuff like that because I don't want to offend people. But they call me the Italian hillbilly around here. So, I don't know. We're all friends. So.
you should hear what they officially call the area in, I guess, southern part of St. Louis where all the Italians live. I won't say it. You might get offended.
Oh, dude, I don't offend very easily. Come on now. Now you threw the worm out. Now
this they call it Dago Hill down there.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, Dago Hill. And my friends lived. I had some friends that lived down there and got to stay down there. It's he lived in an area that had like the old cookie cutter houses. They all look the same, you know, kind of thing. And they all had
like row homes.
It kind of looked like what you would see in parts of New York from what I've seen on TV. So
like in Queens.
Yeah. Yeah. It was interesting. Cause I grew up in the country before that. I never really spent much time in like the city. My dad lived in a suburb with, you know, each house is kind of its own yard and its own design and stuff. So that was wild. I felt like I was on Sesame Street, you know? So
We got like 10 minutes left here, Jay. So what I'd like to do, Jay, if you don't mind, I mean, I would like to ask everybody what their plans for the future are here.
Excellent.
So we'll start. We'll go around here. I got Chris right next to me. Chris, what are your plans for the future, brother?
Well, the immediate future right now, I'm building up my own Rumble page so that I have a safe and secure place for my past and future content right now. And I started up another show just out of enjoyment called Cranium Blender.
Nice.
It's kind of like an ode to like what MTV was back in the 80s, like with the weird claymation, weird like these segments and just music videos of Beavis and Butthead, kind of when I was growing up and everything, kind of retro 80s stuff. Where last week I did one, I was able to stream it to my Twitter profile. And right now I got StreamYard up and running too. So I'm going to finally start live streaming again, I might do one of those episodes because I wanted to bang out a couple of Halloween-related episodes of Cranium Blender, which is just like me going over different music videos, like the Ramones doing Pet Sematary. That was a song and a video they did for the Stephen King movie in 1989. And, Alice Cooper doing like a Friday the 13th music video, and Freddy Krueger, like Dream Warriors, all that. The hair metal stuff. And I had some Franco, you'll like this. I had Slayer on there. Raining Blood, like live, that I guess VH1 played. So I was able to show some of that. And I'm going to do today, I'll probably do horror movie trailers. And I actually had a couple of old school people that played villains in some of these horror movies that I reached out to before I got sick. And they agreed to come on. So I'm hoping to, actually fulfill that before Halloween, which is only a couple of days away. But yeah, I have an appreciation for like the old Universal monsters and the 80s slashers and stuff. And it's not a satanic thing. It's a Halloween thing. I like a good scare. Guard Goldsmith was great. He had me come on to talk about spooky things like a week ago. So moving forward, I'm going to be creating my own content, which I've been doing this whole time. And thanks to you guys, by the way, but anyone else, it's only going to be that Rumble page, and it's going to be mine. So just know that that's where my stuff is going to be. So, and thanks for any support, any and all support that everyone has already showed. So thank you.
No problem, man. No problem. Angus, what do you got planned for the future, brother? We got something to look forward to from Chris Graves. What do we have to look forward to from you, brother?
Yeah, I actually been thinking about doing another show. So we do Event Horizon every other week, and I'm starting to think about filling in that other week with just a little solo thing, maybe for a half hour or something, of things that I observe and things that really irritate me, which is a lot of things in this world. Right now I'm looking at not just the Klaus Schwab thing, you will own nothing and you will be happy. And how much of that has already come true? I mean, from music alone, just think about you're getting your music off of downloads now. You're not buying CDs anymore. Your cell phone, you buy your cell phone and then they charge you to use it. So it's like buying a house, I'm paying for it, and then they're charging you to live in it. Things like that. It's just really how they're just transferring the wealth from all of us. But I'd also like to give a shout out to Modern Retro Radio too. I've been working with Audi. He's been playing some of my friend's band's music. He's going to be doing a live concert of theirs coming up soon. So nice. Working with him's been taking a lot of extra time, but it's worth it because it just keeps my mind off everything else. So, but yeah, it's a great station. I enjoy listening to it.
Awesome. Awesome. Handy. What do you got? What are we looking forward for? Good things from Angus. We're going to be looking forward to a new show. I love it. Yes. What's going on with you, Handy? What are you going to, you got any plans for the future? When it comes to this stuff,
man, I'm trying to hang in there still. It's, I don't know. Just the whole industry is, it's just hanging by a thread. So I'm kind of there too, hanging by a thread, but I'm going to try to stick with it and just ride it out and see what happens over the next year. Of course, 2 years ago I was saying, well, it looks like the end is here. I don't think I'll be employed next year, but here I am still employed. So You know, I just keep my faith in God, and he'll guide me. He'll make, what is it, Proverbs 3:5-6, where you trust the Lord with all your heart and lead not on into your own understanding. And he'll make your path straight. You know, it's, you know, he'll guide us. He'll hold our hands. He's with us. You know, that's where my faith is. You know, I can only explain that, you know, what happened in my own personal life through my faith. You know, look at me and JB, this history that we've got. You know, it's amazing that we ran into each other 20 years later through all of this. You know, so, you know, there are some good things that have come from all this. You know, you know, the things that people saw with the home, or not with the homeschooling, but with the schools, you know, because of this whole COVID mess. So, you know, just all that to say this, man, I'm just trying to hang in there. I'm just trying to stick it out and see where this goes.
Nice. Nice. And you know what? You mentioned something that I failed to mention. The provenance of this group of people, of this community. I do believe, you know, in the Holy Spirit. I believe the Holy Spirit put us all in this pot and created this recipe of this hearty beef stew of truth, of love, of community that we have, and it is a feast for the mind and the soul. Jason, what do we have looking forward coming from you, Mr. Barker?
Well, I'm looking forward to some beef stew now. I've been slightly under the weather and haven't ate a lot in the last couple of days. So now my appetite's back and I'm starving. That's beef stew it is tonight. But no, seriously, when it comes to the show and the tech side in the next 24 or 12 months, I guess, I want to get more into writing on Substack because, you know, I put all these ideas together to prepare for a show. And what I should be doing is writing it down. Tiger and I talked about that, about doing it on Substack first and then using that as a feeder to make the shows easier to prep for, you know, because your research is done and it's documented and put in the right order thought wise. I'm going to try to work on some more commercials. That one that you saw by Audi, that Audi did that commercial. I won't take credit for that. All I did was kind of shorten it to a smaller thing, but he did all that, the work on it. And, you know, I said, I'll play it, you know. And then I want to improve the website as far as, right now we got people on there, and we'll pop it up here in a bit if you want to plug it or whatever, but people on there for their shows and stuff. But I want to look more into like prep stuff. And I'm not talking about crazy person that's got a camo camper in the woods. And maybe that's not crazy when you look at it.
I want to talk to them anyway, just for the hell of it.
Not a Syrian girl, a virtual gypsy. She put some stuff on the website in the forums that's like, when I'm talking about prepping, I'm talking about prepping for an independent future. She put homeschooling stuff up there. And I'm going to start doing that. And then going into my personal life, I want to prepare to homeschool my grandson. And I'm going to look for more resources. She just went through a big move. So hopefully she's going to be more settled in and maybe she has more stuff she can put on there. But it's really good resources if you want to homeschool your child. Or even if you just want to teach them before they go to regular school, a private school or whatever you send them to, you can have them the top, the creme de la crop, you know, with knowledge. So I'm going to work on that. I want to build better relationships, not that they're bad, but just stronger relationships with people in my community around me. Again, that goes to the prepping side, have things to trade. And then I need to start gardening so I have something to trade. Basically get ready to see the government crumble and fall down and not fall down with it.
The collapse of the empire.
Yes.
Long ago, dark forces gathered to create an empire. I'm just joking. No, that's great. We might go a couple minutes over. Chris, you going to say something?
Yeah, I think something very important, and I don't want to speak for everyone on the panel, so I'll just speak for myself, but I have a feeling that we're all involved in some kind of way with the launch of Free World .fm on November 4th is coming up. I don't know if everyone has something that they're going to be playing on there, but the launch is finally here in like about a week. So
absolutely. You're going to be able to catch Angry Tiger on Free World FM Saturdays, 8 PM Eastern time live. As for myself, I'm going to continue doing what I do. I'm going to try to bring the best guests I can with the most information. And like Jay says, you know, I need to pay more attention to my Substack. It's just so hard for me because I have so much going on to write, but I need to do a little bit more writing. So I'm going to make an effort with that. And, you know, I'm going to start doing shorts. Like Jay said, I'm going to start showing people how I identify edibles in the woods and, you know, a few different things like that. Maybe how to fix stuff yourself or quick ways to generate energy. There's a lot of different things that we need to be prepared for. And, you know, I'm going to keep going. I mean, I want to thank everyone here and everyone viewing and our whole community and the people who are going to view this for supporting all the gentlemen here on the screen, for supporting other affiliates of ours and supporting me myself. And this has changed my life for the better. And I feel like we're all doing the right thing. And I feel that God has put us together in this recipe here for a reason, especially at this time in our lives and in history, because we are living in the most interesting time in history. There's nothing to compare to what we're going through right now. And, with that being said, Jay, I think we need to plug who? Everybody.
Oh, yeah. So you can go here, Knights of the Storm. And these are all the folks that we like to listen to. Great information, consistent information. You're not going to try to be too over the top. You can kind of trust everything here. And some of it's entertainment. I've got Modern Retro Radio here. And then I think I have, don't I have freeworld.fm? Thought I had that in here. If not, I will add it. But there's going to be a link to that. And there's a read section. So if you want to support like Don, I got all of Don's books in here. He's one of the most heavily censored authors out there. And I got the Masking the Truth one. That's really good. I think that was the one that they've really buried. but then there's some entertainment stuff in here too. Gardner Goldsmith's got some entertaining stuff. The Public Wheel and You. Mr. Vince Agnelli, and just go down and check it out. And then I'm trying to get into when we had Dr. LaGuardia on, he's got like, this is a great book right here. Not this, the Doomsday Book of Medicine. If you got to buy one book from him, buy that one. I have it right here. This is going to teach you how to make your own medicines and stuff and remedies when, crap hits the fan. And I want to start getting more stuff like that on this website. So if you guys have a suggestion for me, let me know for a good book that people need to have a hard copy of. And there you go. Then we also got the schedule. So check out when folks are on. Tiger, real quick, you moved your time, right?
Yeah, the Tiger and Snake Financial Pro will be on Sundays now at 8 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay, and also
do that on Fridays for me.
Also in the chat real quick, I know we're running over a little bit. In the chat, somebody had talked about that resolution that Stefan was trying to get that resolution.
Guys and girls and everybody viewing, listen, I know that we think the system's broken and a lot, but we have to try. I know our politicians are a bunch of garbage eaters fed by the snake-headed gypsy tin benders at the Federal Reserve, but we've got to try. We have to. We have this resolution that Vince and I came up with, mainly Vince. You know, I helped him a little bit with it. And we need to get this thing out. We need to get it printed, and we need to get signatures on it. And we need to get it to your representatives. Get as many signatures as you can and mail this to our representatives. I have grandchildren, and I do not want to, I don't want them glowing, you know, in 5 years from now because these morons got us into a nuclear war. And we are at DEFCON 2. Our commands, where the country itself is at DEFCON 3, but our Northern Command, our South African Command, all of our commands, except maybe the Acapulco Command or something, they're at DEFCON 2. That is one step away from nuclear war. And some people saying, oh, well, he's being hysterical. No, I'm not being hysterical. The last time we were at DEFCON 2 was the Cuban Missile Crisis. This is important. This is probably one of the most important things that we do, that we have done in a long time. We need to get this document out, get it signed, and get it to your local representative. That's my spiel.
Yeah. And real quick, we've been trying to put it everywhere we can. So if I went ahead and took it off your Substack, Tiger, and I put it into a Word document and I PDF'd it.
Nice.
So if you go on our forums, and I can send those to you if you want. I'm not sure if you can attach files or not on Substack, but if people don't know how to, and they don't want to type it out and maybe they don't have a printer and they need to go borrow, you know, go to Kinko's or whatever, then you can take the Word or the PDF down there on a thumb drive. And that's why I did that. If you want copies of those, I'll send them to you, Tiger.
Right. Also, one thing I'd like to announce, Jay, I know we're going a little bit over, but where'd Handy go?
I don't know. He fell out.
I looked down, I looked up, and he was gone. Disappearing Handy. He's like a ninja. Anyway, we're gonna have a landing platform for all of our friends. We already have the Knights of the Storm landing platform, and we're going to build up a platform that it's a landing page, and we'll have – I've been discovering that there are more people than just us out there. So they have a lot of good information. So when we get that going, it's going to be in the next couple months. Me and Jay are going to try to get that going and you know, to get everybody up. So we have this huge community of people with integrity who are not trying to be bombastic or just say things, you know, and get clicks with real information. So, and I just wanted to plug that. And hey, guys, let's Chris Graves. Did we do this already or not? Where can we find Chris Graves?
Just at X or Twitter or whatever, Elon's homepage or whatever. It's at C Graves Mask Guy, and that's all, you know. And I have a Rumble thing, a page I'm trying to build up viewers there, and that's just under the Digging Chris Graves banner at the moment.
Yeah, and also I dropped a link in the chat for anybody.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yep. Jason Barker, where can they find The Foxhole?
You can just go to the Knights of the Storm website. There's a link to it, but it is on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern. And going back to Free World, that's actually, I will be on there, Chris, and it's going to be The Foxhole, and it will be the same time live. So
nice. Nice. Angus Mustang, where can we find you in Event Horizon? I've been trying to plug your show, but I don't know the darn time.
There is no time. It's recorded right now. So we haven't done a live, Veterans Day might be a live show. So.
Nice.
Haven't determined a time yet, but more than likely on a Saturday afternoon.
But where can we find Rumble your channel
right now? And you can find me on X. What's that?
Okay, I just asked you where we could find your channel. So on Rumble and on X.
Yeah, I'm under Angus Mustang on X.
Nice, nice, ladies and gentlemen. Please go and support all of our affiliates and all our fellows, and you can find them all at the Knights of the Storm website. And Jason has done an excellent job of compiling everybody and putting them into one place. Jay, what do you think, man, about time to wrap it up?
Yeah, I'll get us out of here.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, Handy has a Substack too. Sorry.
Oh yeah. We need to Handy's not here. We need to plug Handy Substack. Is it a Handy at Substack.com?
I believe. No, it's iHandy. I think he changed it though. But hey, if you go to the read section of the Knights of Storm website at the bottom, so I have all the books there at the bottom. It also has the Substacks for various people. So, and Handy's included.
Nice. Excellent. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, remember, you're probably sick of hearing this from Tiger, but it's important. Time is your most valuable commodity. Cherish it. Try not to waste it. Spend it doing something you love, with people you love, or improving yourself, preferably all three of those things. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning into the one-year anniversary. Thank you for all the support you have given Knights of the Storm and all of us as individuals. And God bless each and every one of you viewing and viewing in the future until we meet again.